Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. If you were thinking that after yesterday's reality check, things couldn't possibly get any worse at the southern border, well, live intel from the border via Free Nebraska has come in today, and I must admit, it surprised even me. Two militia members from Free Nebraska are on the southern border and have been sending back photos and information regarding the American people who have shown up by the thousands as members of their state militias to protect the southern border that our own government will not protect. However, when we received the photos, they came with a disheartening directive, and that was to block out everyone's face, as the drug cartels are offering a $5,000 bounty on any American militia member killed or captured on the border. That may not sound all that worrisome. After all, our militias are staying on our side of the border. But according to locals and the Border Patrol, the Mexican drug cartels are wantonly crossing the border anytime they please, threatening Americans, and the Border Patrol agents have been ordered to do nothing. I will once again reiterate that this is an invasion. We have militant drug gangs crossing our border as though it doesn't exist, threatening our citizens, committing murder and kidnapping, and our own Border Patrol cannot fight back. Until enough militia members report to the border, they are too outnumbered and outgunned to do anything but report what they find. But it may not get that far. We also have firsthand reports that West Africans are streaming across the border as well. West Africa is home of the recent Ebola outbreak, largely spread by the fact that many Africans believe bat meat is a delicacy and bats are carriers of the virus. Poor handling of the meat and improper cooking have turned this outbreak into a virtual pandemic. And now that pandemic is entering this country unchecked. I know how this ends, ladies and gentlemen. And so, if you are willing to be honest with yourselves, do you. The time to stand and fight is now. I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for Reality Check. News you won't hear on the news.